Welcome to episode 3 of the It's Getting Ranchy podcast 2.0. On today's show, it is the grand opening of Lester the Court Jester Corner. And we have other things planned for the show, so let's go.
The show, everyone. We've got a couple of nice, fresh, original categories for you. We've got Colin's Queer Corner, where he talks about
No.
I mean, I got
beef with Denny's. That's
okay.
Denny's is fine. Denny's is fine.
Let's break it down.
Can we get back to the things that are
No. I think this is a hard pressing option. The rest was just going to be BS anyway. Let's go to the hard pressing option. Denny's does not have waffles. A restaurant that is mainly for breakfast should have waffles.
Well,
do
I mean, that's
agree?
Kind of a hot take saying Denny's is mainly for breakfast. It's a 3-meal breakfast, lunch, and dinner restaurant.
No, nobody eats dinner.
That's like saying that IHOP is a 3.
Well, no. IHOP
is
completely
controversial.
IHOP has chicken and waffles.
Waffles though. They're a self-respecting restaurant.
Chicken and waffles is a dinner. That is a great dinner. I would love to have that dinner.
Yeah, chicken and waffles. Yeah. I don't think I've actually ever had it.
No, you never had chicken and waffles?
Yeah,
just chicken and waffles. It's nothing special.
But like, do they combine to?
You got a little sweet and savory
like
action.
A third flavor almost. For all you Kuleshov fans out there.
So anyway, you have the chicken and you have the waffle, and it creates a sweet and savory aspect, and it's just
a third flavor.
It's muy bien, muy bien. Anyway.
I didn't know that those were Italian. Chicken and waffles.
Spanish, muy bien Spanish.
Oh, really? My apologies.
Yeah.
I'm culturally
so
insensitive.
Lucas, what else was on the docket?
We're talking humidors.
Of course.
And a special guest, Lester the Court Jester,
later on in the show. How could we forget?
Well, I mean, he's going to be a bi-weekly, if we're being real. Bi-weekly.
We can't tell you.
This is a prediction.
Oh, you're predicting that he'll be bi-weekly.
Yeah.
I predict that his joke will be so bad that it'll be so good.
I think we'll get a fake laugh in the beginning, and then we'll be just, like, dead silent throughout.
All right. So, those are the predictions for the corner.
So, can we talk about another pressing issue? And that pressing issue has to be...
Colin's nipples.
No, I was going to say between two ferns.
Between two ferns?
But would you...
Between two nipples?
Why are you talking about my nipples? It's a little weird.
Well, I mean, it is kind of a pressing issue, for being real.
As in you pressing your nipples.
Pound it.
I just don't
for
like...
For all of us at home, we just pounded it. And not in that way, I just realized how that sounded. My apologies. There was no intercourse that just happened there.
No clapping of cheeks. Alright, so Colin, please, explain, what is the ideal state of your nipples?
Well, as you guys know, when I take my shirt off, my nipples aren't hard. It's a weird thing, you know? Most people, when they take their shirt off, then nipples get hard.
I, for one, never had that really happen.
That's cool.
But when
you gotta warm them up first.
But when you look up cute guys on the internet and their nipples are hard, isn't that like...
I don't frequently look
yeah,
up cute
I,
guys.
I do not either, yeah.
That was a bad example.
This is an unfamiliar topic.
That was a bad example. When you look up guys on the internet, their nipples are usually hard.
Wrong.
And the shirt is off.
I don't look up guys on the internet, as we already stated, but... I could imagine, yeah.
There's never been a man on
like
my
you don't want to see flaccid nipples. Like,
yeah, you want to see hard nipples.
No, you don't.
You don't really want to see any nipple unless it's of a male variety. Let's just go with that.
What?
You would not ever like to see a male nipple, really.
A male nipple is like seeing somebody's eye. It's like,
yeah, I mean, it's not. Yeah, it's not that way.
Vain, really.
But,
it's just.
But. If I would rephrase, I would say...
No, no,
I've never.
Rephrase.
Yes, I am rephrasing.
No, no,
Your
no,
Honor.
You're,
I,
Your Honor. No, no,
I,
it's not granted.
I would never look up male nipple. I would never look that up. I have no desire to see that.
No, I'm not saying I would physically type in, hey, male nipple. No, you would type in, like, say you wanted a picture of, you know, guys on the beach for, like, you know, a project.
Research purposes.
And, of course, you're going to see nipples. Cause if you're
yeah, not, I mean, you're going to see nipples whether you like it or not.
It's just a question of what state those nipples are in.
Mm-hmm.
If they're between two ferns or not.
Okay, let's get on to that.
That was a very smooth transition, I got.
That was. So
we just pounded it.
Yeah.
In a non-sexual way.
Just let the audience know who pounded it.
Me and Lucas pounded
it. Yeah,
it
was left out of the pound.
Okay. So, George, would you like to break down between two ferns? Just tell the summary, and then me and Lucas will get into a more in-depth argument with you over between two ferns.
Well, first off, Lucas, have you seen Between Two Ferns?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, you have?
Oh, you
okay,
have.
Good.
So you can add in some thought parts you might think will happen because you've never seen Between Two Ferns?
I definitely have seen Between Two Ferns.
Have you seen the Netflix special Between Two Ferns? Have you seen
the movie? The Between
yeah.
Two Ferns the
I
movie.
Have seen the movie Between Two Ferns.
Audience, he is shaking his
He's
head
shaking
no.
His head, yeah.
Okay. So, George, break down the summary.
Between Two Ferns is a... I would claim it's a mockumentary, right? Would you agree with that?
Well, it's a movie.
But it's a mockumentary
in
as well.
Same vein as Eric Andre, kind of.
Yeah, they address that there's a cameraman. They're like, keep shooting.
8 hours and 13 minutes. That's how long it takes to go from North Fork, Virginia to Albany, New York.
Okay,
North Fork,
I can see
I'm
how
sorry.
That's very important.
I'm sorry, is there a town called North Fork in Virginia?
There is.
Go back to it.
Go back to it,
go
you
back.
Bastard.
What? Yes, North Fork, Virginia.
Norfolk.
N-O-R-F-O-L-K.
I'm sorry, that's not pronounced North
Fork.
Would you like me to look up the pronunciation of North Fork, Virginia?
It's not North
Type
Fork.
Type it into a text-to-speech. That's all I gotta say.
Okay, talk about Between Two Ferns while I look this up.
Between Two Ferns is a personal inspiration of the podcast. I feel like every member of this podcast has been influenced
Louisville. No, wait. No, that's not it.
Between Two Ferns, starring Zach Galifianakis.
You know, when you said it before, I wasn't going to say anything, but now that it's on the podcast, you have to be proven wrong.
Norfolk.
It's Norfolk.
The following pronunciation is brought to you by pronouncenames.com. Norfolk.
Yeah, Norfolk.
Norfolk.
It's Norfolk?
So that's a YouTube video.
Norfolk.
That's just designated
Norfolk.
For the pronunciation
give you
of that word.
Norfolk. Okay.
I was thinking it was
Norfolk. I would even give you that, but not North Fork.
Yeah, that's
completely
that
adding
a
in a
butchery.
Phantom PH. Or TH.
Let's get back to Between Two Ferns.
All right, I've talked pretty much all I can about Between Two Ferns.
Well,
Zach Galifianakis.
It got 6.2 out of 10 on IMDb.
That's who does he interview? That's like the whole point.
Okay, so some celebrities, including Paul Rudd, the guy from Mad Men. And,
the guy
other,
from Mad Men?
Yeah.
There are a lot of guys from Mad Men.
The one with the name.
Whoa. There's not a lot of guys. It's only John Hamm.
No, I'll give you that one. He's the only one that matters.
And also the guy, the British guy.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Cucumberbatch?
That was like a joke in the film. They were talking about his name and they really couldn't pronounce it. Zach Galifianakis couldn't.
Can I tell you a plot hole in this movie that I found interesting that they, you know, messed up with?
Sure, I'd love to.
Do you know in the film when John Legend sprays him with...
John Lennon?
John Lennon is dead.
John Lennon's dead. Does
yep.
the movie take place in the past?
No. Yeah, it's not the past.
That comment was in jest,
when,
by the way. We don't actually think John Lennon was in the film.
John
when
Lennon's
John
alive,
Legend,
so.
Legend with a G, sprays Zach Galifianakis with a G.
With liquid ass?
With mace. Did you know that since he was like less than a foot away, George, you remember the scene when he was like less than a foot away when he sprayed the mace?
Yes.
In real life, at that range, mace would have blown back into his own face and heavily affected him.
That is an interesting fact.
So basically, he wouldn't be able to continue his tour then, because...
Well, I mean, I don't think John Legend really has to worry. He already has an EGOT. Would you care to explain what an EGOT is?
Yes, for all the fans who are not big Oscar fans like I am, I'm a big Oscar
Well, not
fan.
Just Oscar.
Well, an EGOT is if you have won an Emmy, which is basically bought out by the studios, a Grammy, which they hand out every year, an Oscar, which is the only prestigious one, and a Tony, which is given, you know, if you're in the musical world, you're probably going to get a Tony. Yes. So that is an EGOT if you get every single one of those.
Why would you call it EGOT instead of TOG?
I feel like EGOT's cooler.
No, EGOT, TOG sounds like something like, you know, you contract after, like, you know, a trip to Brazil or something.
Yo,
an EGOT sounds...
I'd get my mosquito
and
I got TOG.
No, that's EEE.
You would
no,
get TOG.
I think at Old Dominion.
Old Dominion?
In
Norfolk. No, actually, University at Buffalo
in
or whatever it's called.
Norfolk, Virginia.
Perfect.
Norfolk, Virginia is where Old Dominion is.
First
yes, we're going to talk about football right now.
No.
We're
going
to talk
about
football. 55-40 was the score of the Bucks and Rams game. Lucas, your thoughts?
Bucks still suck. Jameis Winston is a molester. That's all I have to say.
There are actually many types of ferns in the film Between Two Ferns. Most often, Zach is with an Erythium Felix Femina, the lady fern, or the highly popular Boston fern.
I'm sorry, the lady fern? There are different genders.
Nephropolis exaltia. No, I did not say that. Exaltata.
It's not the first thing you didn't say right today. You got it.
How do you pronounce that, Lucas? Nephropolis exalta?
Nephrolopus.
But how do you pronounce those? Exaltata?
Exaltata, yeah.
Cheese.
Latin, man, it sucks.
For the second time, John Hamm is interviewed on Between Two Ferns. Wait, what?
Didn't he interview Obama one time?
Wait,
no,
you're not being specific.
No.
What's the man's last name?
What?
Obama.
I thought he was like Zendaya. He just doesn't have a last name.
No, you're thinking of Cher.
Or Prince.
Or Trump.
Or John Lennon.
Legend. John Legend.
But John Legend...
Does he hail from North Fork, Virginia?
North Fork. That's not a real place.
Okay. We are going to get to my joke of the day. Okay? I have a joke.
Well, I mean, shouldn't we pause for the Lester the Court Jester corner?
Oh, well, I wanted to let people...
No, we'll have a good joke before we get to Lester the Court Jester.
Whoa.
We'll set the bar high and then be let down.
I said we should just go right to Lester the Courtchester corner.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Okay, so, in exactly 10 minutes, you will have heard Lester the Courtchester's corner, and we will provide a full analysis of this event. Okay? So, George, I think the only thing left to do is hit the music. Right, George?
Play that!
And it is the grand opening of Lester the Court Jester Corner with Lester. You excited, George?
I am beyond excited. I am absolutely ecstatic about this.
Are you ecstatic, Lester?
Whoa! Let's go! I'm ready for this!
Oh, shit, man! I love the enthusiasm.
Oh, Lester's
that
right. Okay, so here are the ground rules. Okay, Lester?
Could I just say something first?
Sure.
I just want to put it in the Lester the Court Jester Corner. It was my brainchild.
I came up with the rules. You came up
no,
with
No, I came up with the rules.
Okay, so you have 4 minutes.
I'm pretty sure.
This whole thing is 4 minutes, Lester. You have to give us a joke. If we do not laugh at your joke...
Oh, it's 4 minutes?
Then you will not be on the next show. But if you do laugh...
If we laugh,
I'm sure you'll laugh at your own joke. If we laugh, then you will be on the next show. And you'll get 8 minutes.
Oh, shit.
So we'll just go up.
Oh, it's
yeah.
A linear formula.
Yeah, it's a linear
formula. Yeah, I like that.
Okay, so Luke, anything to add before we get on to the joke?
Nope. One joke everyone knows.
Okay, Lester, the floor is yours.
Hey, guys. So, what's up with all these immigrants? Am I right?
boys, settle down.
That was fake.
Yeah,
speaking of immigrants, have you guys heard about Sandra? Oh, that poor girl, Sandra. True story, by the way. Sandra has been held captive for 33 years, and her child was sold in China. Recently, she was detained in Buenos Aires illegally in 2014 and is now being transported to Florida. What do you guys think about this?
Sounds like a fake headline to me.
No, it's actually a true headline. I researched this like 30 minutes before.
The
like,
comedy?
Where's the comedy?
Funny.
This sounds like a person suffering, Eugene.
Yeah, I'm not really
interested. You know, besides like, oh, we're eager to get here, and oh, she's lovely herself. You know, I don't agree with this at all. Like, they're going to give her human rights, you know? Human rights! Like, what are they even giving her?
Turning into less just political for her.
I'll tell you, man. Call me controversial, but an orangutan should not be given human rights if it doesn't pay taxes. What do you guys think of this?
Ooh. More controversial than the Max Friedman interview.
Yeah, oh yeah.
What Max Friedman?
So I guess we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Well, no. It's only 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay,
yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Lester,
you
tell
have another minute.
Yep, Lester.
You got another minute.
Crap, I wasn't really planning for this like extra time. I was like assuming that you would play my theme song for 3 minutes, and then I would have like 1 minute to like actually.
Wait, theme song's in post.
Yeah, the theme song's already been played. I mean, the people have already listened to the theme song. Would you like us to play the theme song again for them for the final minute?
No, I'll just think of a joke.
Okay, you.
Let's see. All right, you guys ever like look really closely in a mirror where you have like your face like pressed up against it? You know what I'm talking about?
No, that would be retarded.
No, I kind of know.
I really
know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that whoever said they were like, don't you like, have you ever just thought about how like whenever you do that, the mirror always looks like an eyeball? You know what I'm talking about?
Because your eyes in the mirror.
Oh, that's classic Lester.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Wow, hold on.
Wait, do I get it? I think I get it, because your eye is looking in the mirror, so then you always see the eye.
Okay, so can I just come back in, like, 2 weeks?
Well, consensus, is he back? Did he make us laugh?
I mean, my laugh in the beginning was fake. I did appreciate, like, how it was the immigrant thing that we had discussed, but,
Okay, so we will see you in 2 weeks, Lester.
Oh, sick.
And a huge thanks to our personal musician at the It's Getting Ragey podcast show, George.
Nicholas Leone is his name.
Playing music is his game?
Yeah, the quote was something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, great first Lester the Court Jester corner. Unfortunately, didn't make the cut. Won't be back next week. But, you know, you win some, you lose some. Right, Lucas?
That's right.
Okay. So, that was a great interview. And guess what? We got a bonus for you guys. An
bonus interview.
Bonus interview. wasn't even in Lucas's open. Okay, that's how bonus.
There was a lot we did in the show that was not in my opening.
I know. It's starting to think that you have no idea when you do an
open.
Yeah,
it's kind of
your power. It's lost.
Okay, so we are interviewing George.
We are interviewing Darren Nee. I don't even know what he is. why are
we
interviewing him?
Very crazy questions.
Well, we're gonna ask
wacky stuff.
Yes, we are going to ask. Yes.
Don't let the illusion be.
Yes, we are going to ask
really?
A very quiz.
Quasi. That's how wacky they're going to be.
Very quasi questions.
Well,
yes.
We can't do impersonations of people on the show. I know who you're trying to impersonate. Babe.
Quagmire, yes.
No, Quagmire.
What an interview it's going to be.
Keyword, it's going to be.
Yes, it's going
it
to
has
be.
It
has not
produced.
Been done yet.
Has not been done yet, no. Anything to add before we get to the interview?
Lester got intense there.
Yes, he came out with a 10 out of 10. Banger. Okay.
The joke
I don't
match.
Know what you're doing right, Lucas, but we're talking about Lester. You're not touching my sticker.
I didn't
stickers.
Know if that was a sticker, too.
No, that's not a sticker. That's called a receipt. You wouldn't know that if you paid taxes.
Fist bump.
Elbow.
Blue
collar
worker gang.
Hello. No, I quit that.
No. Real worker pays taxes. Unfortunately, I have two jobs. One pays taxes. One does not pay taxes. But
this is your second job?
Nope.
What's your second job, then?
I will not reveal that information, as it would be too boring.
I know what it is.
Yes. So, 10 out of 10, he came out there. And his joke?
0 out of 10.
A little weak. A little weak. It started off like, oh man, this is
gonna
this be
guy's
like
going
I was ready to go.
Then he told like a really sad news story. Like, what the
it was like he was reading a headline.
I thought it was gonna be a good payoff, but it just never went anywhere.
I thought it was like, oh, and that was me 10 years ago. But no, it wasn't, you know? It was I don't know. I don't
it was
know
just
how to
sad.
Say it.
Started low and got lower.
Yeah.
Whew, that's right. The Darren Knee story.
Play that shit.
Okay.
Can we do that twice in a row? Is that still cool?
I don't know if you can do it twice in a row.
You're gonna try someone? You try like a new little thing.
Should I try a new thing? And now, we welcome on the guest of the century. Century meaning seconds. No, that was abysmal.
We'll take this all out of post. It's so good.
Post doesn't even exist.
Are you saying you will?
No, I'm
no.
French. So.
We will.
You're
so
saying
we
yes.
As, we
yes,
as
take
as
out in post. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
That makes no sense, and neither does this interview.
Okay, because everyone's screaming.
Okay, so we now start the interview with Derek Knee.
Okay.
George, would you introduce him?
Derek Knee is a... Ooh, whoa, shit, this is awkward. So what do you do,
well,
Derek?
We interviewed his brother last week, and that was quite the banger. So.
Yeah. So, Derek, or Darren, as I prefer.
Yes.
How's your day been?
Really, honestly, it's been pretty good. You know, today I went volunteering. I volunteered at the Long Island State Veterans Home for 4.5 hours. Very fun time.
We flexed it out. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that was
that doesn't sound very fun.
Yeah, honestly, you're right. I was being sarcastic. It wasn't fun.
We're going to have to cut that. No,
Darren
Knee,
have you seen the popular adaptation Between Two Ferns, the movie?
I have not.
Oh.
Disclaimer. That interracial marriage joke, it was a joke. In poor taste.
You can't run for office now. George.
I can't run for office. I mean,
yeah, this is
going to
be used against you.
We have some teachers in whatever school we.
Okay, George, I'm going to stop you right now. Okay, Darren, I have some rapid fire questions for you if you'd like to partake in them.
Okay, I'd like to partake.
I know you like to take.
Oh man!
Why does a round pizza come in a square box?
The aliens.
Why did Sally sell seashells on the seashore when you could just pick them up anyway?
Because she's a crack whore. I needs money.
Why are both of SpongeBob's parents round like sea sponges while he is a square like a kitchen sponge?
Who's adopted?
There was a mutation in the family.
I like this kid's answer.
Does a two-humped camel store more fat than a one-humped camel?
No.
Freeze frame. Are you saying that SpongeBob is an X-Men?
Yes.
He's a mutant?
He's a mutant, all right. Continue.
Simply put.
If the FBI breaks your door down, do they have to pay for it?
No.
Would you like to explain or
elaborate,
just...
please?
I don't believe that they... I believe they have a warrant if they're searching your house. So I don't think... I know one part of a warrant states that you don't have to replace any stolen property or destroy
your
property.
Okay, Darren, I have a more relevant question. How old are you before you can say the person died of old age?
80 years old. In the United States.
That's kind of a high bar.
That's a high bar. If you have a cold hot pocket, is it just a pocket?
Oh, shit. No, because it's still wrapped. It's still wrapped as a hot pocket. It's still called a hot pocket. But it's not hot.
Why doesn't glue stick to the inside of a bottle?
Oh, God. Because there's no air. There's no air to make it coagulant.
What's the difference?
Ooh, that was a science word.
Ooh, whoa. Okay,
wow,
Luke Knee.
The environment, gang.
Okay, Derek Knee, I'm sure your brother has tried this numerous times. Can you cry underwater?
Yes.
If nobody buys a ticket to a movie, do they still show it?
Yes.
Sounds like you've been there. How, if a person owns a piece of land, do they own it to the center of the earth? To the center of earth.
That's a good question.
That is a very good question. No,
how
because
deep
it's,
your
it's
land
in square
are?
Footage. No, because it's in square footage.
But you can
footage.
Dig on your property all day long.
Approximately how far does your chin jut outward from the base of your jaw?
I can't answer that question, dude. It's a number way too high.
Speaking of high, why do we say we're head over heels when we're happy? Is it that the way we normally are?
No, I got that. I got it.
Why isn't the caps lock capitalized?
That's
Can you repeat the question? I didn't hear it.
Why isn't the caps lock capitalized?
There's no need.
Because the people who made it decided that.
Why isn't there...
That's a Lucas Ney answer right there.
Yeah, that was a terrible answer. Can you give me more of a Caitlin answer next time? Why isn't there
Caitlin
any...
answer consists of ha 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 ha.
This is a great interview.
Putting Skater on blast.
Would we like to add an introduction? She's our next guest.
That's not true.
Why isn't there any pine or apple in a pineapple?
Because the Indians named it that.
Why the
Indians?
That's an insensitive term.
Yeah, that is insensitive. It's actually.
Is that an Indians hat you're wearing?
Native
is that
American.
The Chief Wahoo on your hat?
I think it's.
Why do sleeping warning. Pills have warning labels that state caution may cause drowsiness?
Because you can be drowsy the next morning when you don't want to sleep.
How can Darth Vader breathe and talk at the same time?
Because he has a mask that can do it for him.
But
that's
kind
of teeter-totter.
But Star Wars is in a time far, far ago where, you know, the technology wasn't really there.
How could you butcher that? A time far, far ago.
A long time ago.
That's all I can
say. Far, far ago.
Why do they call someone late if they died already?
Because they're laid out to rest.
No, late as in L-A-T-E.
Oh, because if you invite him to a Denny's.
He knows what he's saying.
I know what it is.
Wait, what was it? Why do they call it late if they're dead?
No. Not,
wait, no, we're not going
not to toad somebody like an EGOT or a TOG, but to why do they call someone late, L-A-T-E, if they died already?
Like the late Derek Ney, for example.
The late great Derek Ney. Oh, that's a little bit of a stretch.
Because I put my pee-pee in a bag of Doritos.
Well, I mean, this is a mature podcast.
Why doesn't broccoli come in a can?
Because broccoli doesn't need to be canned.
So stupid.
That's not even like a philosophical question. It's just like,
why can't you slam a revolving door?
Because if you slam a revolving door, then the revolving
door
part doesn't work anymore. You can stop working if it hits the wall.
Why are
simply walking.
Lucas, I'm trying to ask a question here.
Please.
Is Lucas Ney with you guys?
No. We only have...
We have civilized Lucas.
This is cool, Lucas.
Oh, shit.
Why are elderly people often called old people, but children are never called new people?
They're called young people, and the opposite of old is young.
Nope, that's not right. Can you read a picture book?
If it has words...
Have you seen a picture book with words?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know what a picture book is?
It's a book that's predominantly has pictures over words.
Is eating a mermaid considered cannibalism?
Only half.
I agree.
That's cannibalism because it's half fish, half person.
Okay, Luxine, you have...
Oh, that's an insult.
Whoa. I'm sorry. Derek.
Wait, did you just call me son of Lucas Ney?
What shape is the sky?
Since it refracts at the horizon, it's a half circle. Half sphere.
Do you consistently drink Ovaltine?
No.
Do you know what Ovaltine is?
Do you know what water sulfate is?
Follow-up question. Have you ever drank strawberry milk?
I have not ever actually drank strawberry milk because that's nasty.
Would you like to drink strawberry milk?
No.
Oh, this is a good one for you. Why is it written, may contain traces of peanuts and other kind of nuts on peanut butter jars? Are people stupid enough to not realize it themselves?
See, people who go out and buy peanut butter and put it on their pee-pee for dogs to lick are the ones who have to read that label because they're retarded and scums of the world.
What do you think about epidermal peanut butter?
I believe that epidermal peanut butter will get me very sick and I can have a allergic reaction.
What does the name Max Friedman mean to you?
Everything. Absolutely 100% everything. All I know is that kid is my boyfriend.
You just touched it with your finger one time, George. If you... I don't think that got on the microphone.
No, I heard that.
Are not made of marble, then why are they called marbles?
What? Is that a Myrtle Beach question?
Because things can be called more than one thing.
Okay.
I gotta get wrong.
Derek, you have 10 seconds. Actually, we'll give you 20 seconds to answer this question. Is time being warped right now?
Yes.
You use that
in another dimension.
And it wasn't even that funny. The fan is going on.
He got him. Yep, he's out.
Yeah, he's out.
How many hits did you have today, Derek Knee?
I didn't actually have a game today. I came to see my other friend play baseball.
Oh, you have friends.
Catch you.
Yeah,
okay. We have a question for you, and Lucas will ask you this question.
All right. Why does the Easter Bunny carry eggs when rabbits do not lay eggs?
Because it's a bunny.
No, that's not right.
Rabbit equals bunny.
That is not right. George, you have another question?
Mm-hmm. What is a chickpea if it is neither a chick nor a pea?
Same goes for eggplants.
It's a vegetable.
No, it's more in the legume family.
You're such an asshole.
Could you be a closet claustrophobic?
That's funny.
What was that?
Could you be a closet claustrophobic?
Like if people don't know you.
No.
Could somebody be addicted to counseling?
Yes.
If ketchup is good on French fries, how come it isn't good on mashed potatoes?
Because it's fried and mashed potatoes aren't fried.
What is your opinion of lawyer to camp lawyer?
I do not have an opinion on the topic.
Why?
What for?
Special guest star, the lawyer on this episode?
Damn it, I had a really good question and I just deleted it.
We'll have Mary J. Winklehouser on next week. We'll have
Mary J. Winklehouser.
I have a philosophical question for you, Derek Knee.
Okay.
Why does SeaWorld have a seafood restaurant inside of it?
It probably doesn't.
No, it does.
Oh, it does?
Wow.
They eat the food. They take them and they bring them to the back room.
Well, you can't eat an orca, Derek Knee. I would assume you know why.
You can eat anything.
Well, I mean,
it has lead.
It
has lead in it.
That was an awful answer.
No. Gallen, you're doing very good.
If you only have one eye, are you blinking or winking?
Where Mike Wazowski.
The answer?
Mike Wazowski. Winking.
Why do black lights look purple?
Why do black lives matter? They don't. I mean,
That's almost worse than my joke.
You just ended racist.
What joke? I didn't say any joke.
Why do they call them pepperoni if there's no pepper in it?
Because it's pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
Okay, I have some questions that Lucas Knee has asked me in the last 5 days, okay? Would you like me to read some of the snaps he has sent me?
I would like to.
If I ask you to stop smoking... No, I asked this to him. If I asked you to stop...
No, I wouldn't listen to you for anything.
He asked me, do you take showers on the weekend?
I take showers on the weekend.
I do, too. It's cool.
George, ask this question for Lucas Knee.
If I called you a... Well, I mean...
Or would you like to do that question instead?
Or this question.
I'm doing an interview right now.
Oh, is this another person who would like to be interviewed?
This is Benny Boomboss. Do you want to be interviewed?
That kid's name is Cornwallis.
Cornwallis could
be about philosophical questions. Like for example, if you have one eye, do you wink or do you blink? Like questions like that.
Which eye?
Did you saw it, Vogar?
I see him. I'll talk to him.
Oh, this is his brother.
Derek Knee, this is our interview. You don't have
it. Yeah, you don't get the privilege of name-dropping people.
Okay, fine. Actually,
you don't have any privilege of talking to people
check
other than
privilege,
us right now.
Derek Knee.
Lucas Solomon, I don't want to hear it, man. I don't want to
hear it. I feel like we should call this interview.
What is a hacky and why is it in a sack?
It's something you kick and it's in a sack because it came out of my balls.
Derek, you probably know this, being on a failing team like the baseball team. Why can't liquor freeze?
First of all, the baseball team is not failing, but what was the question?
Oh, so first you had to add in a point about your own self before answering a question that we asked you on this interview.
Yes.
Lucas, you'll ask this question then.
All right, I got you. Why can't liquor freeze? Which is kind of a stupid question because it's actually scientific.
It can freeze. It just has a different melt. It has a different freezing point.
Good answer, Derek Nee. Is it legal to name your kid Anonymous?
Depends on if he's anonymous.
You can name your kid anything. Probably name it.
Can you name it DH?
George, you have a great question you want to ask.
Why does?
Yo, what is this interview? How much questions do you guys have?
Oh,
it's 100 question list.
Oh, okay, all right. What are we on? Like,
you don't like that? Do you want me to ask that question?
I mean, you can ask it. I don't think it's very intelligent, though.
Okay, what about this question then? No, not that question. This question.
I mean, I do have a very.
Okay, you know what?
That's a good one.
What question?
Umbilical.
Okay, do you want to ask that question?
You can read it.
You ask that question, George.
All right, where is it?
It's right there.
Where?
Right there. Right there.
Does a baby feel the umbilical cord being cut off?
Yes.
So, next question. If you were being cut off from your family as well, would you live in A, your house that may or may not be in a state, or B, Lucas Nee's house that may or may not be next to a technology school, or C, a shack in Pittsburgh?
A.
A.
House in the state. Good choice.
Wow. Are dandelions considered weeds or flowers?
Weeds.
If you knew the podcast was over, what would you say?
Honestly, bro, I would say thank God, because I'm trying to watch my friend's baseball game.
Well, that was rude.
Wow.
It's hard to watch a baseball game that isn't a professional game. Before we let you go, Derek Nee, because we really want this interview to end, can you just answer yes to the following statement? It's a waiver we have to ask every single guest.
Yeah.
What's the question? What's the statement?
George?
I don't know. You're just throwing me under the bus here. Like, I have no clue.
George, the waiver every guest has to say yes to?
Well, we already did that in the beginning.
And if I say no?
And if you say no, this entire... Okay, goodbye, Derek Nee.
Thank God.
Thank God that kid's old.
Welcome back, everyone. We're going to do our little analysis of the Derek Nee interview.
Analysis? It's called analysis, Lucas.
Yeah,
was,
no, I'm pretty
that,
sure
that
it's
was
called
a
analysis. Yeah.
It was a misnomer.
Wouldn't be the first time.
What does that insinuate?
It's insinuating that he's bad at pronouncing or doing opens or doing anything on the show besides one-liners.
This guy right here. You see this guy? This guy is the lifeblood of this podcast.
The
you see what happened last week?
Yeah,
I mean,
we had our highest ratings of any show.
No. We had to edit our third guest out of the...
the co-host.
Our third co-host.
But yeah, what an interview with Darren.
What an interview.
What an interview.
Things did not go south whatsoever. No,
it definitely wasn't the worst interview we've ever had. Because, you know...
That
worst,
would go to the Matt Leanoff interview.
I would say the worst interview we've ever had is technically not up anymore.
Does not exist.
It does not exist.
It's like Tiananmen Square.
Our Chinese audience is no longer.
Yeah, they're no longer living. Sorry.
Sorry for the raids on your house.
As the government agents are bearing down on you.
Well,
speaking of bearing down on you, should we start the analysis?
Well, can we pause for a second?
Yes.
Did you know, Chinese audience, if you're still there, that if you use ExpressVPN, you can access region-locked content? They're a sponsor of today's episode, ExpressVPN, that is. You can access anything from the Tiananmen Square Massacre to any other cool things you might need to know about your country. Just putting it out there. Proud sponsor.
George, did you also know that ExpressVPN is located in 52 countries, including Canada?
Is it including China? Because I'm not sure if that's true.
Lucas, would you like to tell us, the listeners, of your vacation in Cleveland, Ohio, the reason you weren't able to make it to the last podcast.
My name's Bling Bling Brown.
We gotta cut that out.
Yeah, we're gonna cut that out. That was awful. No, it was kind
of
cool.
Why would we cut your beautiful singing voice?
I know. I think it was pretty cool.
That
actually
was a highlight of the show.
My name's Cleveland Brown.
I did it twice, so that takes more work for the editor.
According to Lucas, we all do it.
Yeah, it's a group effort, alright? We support you in spirit whenever you edit these things.
Yeah, taking out the stuff too edgy.
Speaking of edgy and taking out, let's get on to the analysis of Darren's interview.
That didn't make sense. If we were going to cut anything, that would be gone.
Speaking of things that don't make sense, let's talk about Darren's interview.
Yeah, that's a better
segue.
That's
a smooth transition.
That's a better segue.
Over,
speaking of segues, let's talk Paul Blart.
Over, over under one of times Darren will be back on the podcast.
Well under.
I'll give him 0.5.
I'm
going to
give him negative
under.
One. We just retracted this interview.
It will never
over
see
under
again.
3 for Lucas me.
Ooh, because we're already running out of guests and this is the third episode.
No. We have guests that we've scheduled that have redacted but said they would reschedule. So
well, I mean, some need to actually get a working router. Some need...
Some have Wi-Fi issues. We'll not name these people, obviously.
Musician.
That was awful. That was absolutely awful.
What was awful about that?
Speaking of awful, Lucas, your trip to Cleveland, Ohio. How was it?
Well,
that's a great segue, but I don't think it was awful.
Paul Blart 2. Have you ever seen Paul Blart 2?
Oh, I'm familiar
where
with
they
Paul
go
Blart
to,
2.
Where they go to
Las Vegas.
For the... security call.
Oh, that reminds me of my favorite song by Coldplay, Viva Las Vegas.
Would you like me to play Viva Las Vegas?
By Coldplay?
We give you Viva Las Vegas by Coldplay.
Our friendship ceases.